It's sports time on WRCO-FM, brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration to create a lasting memory. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The Big Ten has four teams in the NCAA tournament's regional finals. That's made the league the top performer in March Madness. That comes a year after the Southeastern Conference grabbed the spotlight with tournament records of 14 bids and seven teams in the Sweet 16. The Big Ten set its own record with six teams in the Sweet 16. Now there's an all-Big Ten regional final between Illinois and Iowa. Michigan takes on Tennessee. Purdue will face off against Arizona. The winners will go to Indianapolis for the Final Four. Finals from the NCAA men's tournament. Number one Duke held off St. John's 80-75. Michigan picked up the 90-77 win over Alabama. Tennessee 76, Iowa State 62, and UConn downed Michigan State 67-63. So the Brewers will continue their series with the Chicago White Sox today. They'll close that series off tomorrow. Last night, the Brewers did not play after a Thursday opening day victory. Interleague finals from last night, the Yankees blanked San Fran 3-0. It was Atlanta 6-0 over KC and Detroit down San Diego 5-2. American League three games, Toronto over the Athletics 3-2. The Angels down Houston 6-2. Seattle got by Cleveland 5-1. And just two games in the National League. Miami doubling up on Colorado 2-1. The Dodgers edged Arizona 5-4. NBA Finals, the Clippers 114, Indiana 113. Boston over Atlanta 109-102. In a slugfest, Cleveland 149, Miami 128. Houston over Memphis 119-109. Oklahoma City down the Chicago Bulls 131-113. Toronto with a 119-106 win over New Orleans. Denver 135, Utah 129. Golden State picked up the win against Washington 131-126. Dallas over Portland 193. And the Lakers over Brooklyn 116-99. Just two scores in the NHL, Detroit 5, Buffalo 2, and the Rangers of New York down Chicago 6-1. On Thursday, the Wisconsin women's basketball team scored the last 7 points of the game in 42 seconds, forcing overtime against Harvard. The Badgers went on to win the game 64-61, and they qualified for the semifinals of the Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament. Gift Ocheno led Wisconsin, scoring 17 points. It was the 600th career victory for UW coach Robin Pinkerton's career. The Badgers play Columbia in Wichita, Kansas on Monday. And the Wisconsin football program has landed a commitment from one of its top recruiting targets. Germantown 4-star offensive lineman Cole Ryder is coming to Madison. Ryder had offers from other blue blood programs like Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State, plus many more around the nation. He is the 5th in-state standout to commit to play college football for the Wisconsin Badgers. And officials say Tiger Woods has been released on bail hours after he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Officials say Woods' Land Rover clipped a truck and rolled onto its side. The sheriff's office in Florida says he was released from jail late Friday. Florida law required that he spend at least 8 hours in jail before he had the opportunity to post bail. Tiger Woods was not injured in the crash. The sheriff of the area, John Budenciek, said Woods had been traveling, quote, at high speeds on a residential road, and after the crash, he showed signs of impairment. Woods' manager at XL Sports did not immediately respond to a text message seeking comment. That's a look at sports for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.